Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. Today, we're diving into something I think we can all relate to, procrastination. Yeah, that sneaky little gremlin that whispers sweet nothings in your ear while the deadline looms closer like a hungry T-Rex. Ever felt like you're playing whack-a-mole with your to-do list? You know that feeling when you've got a million things you need to do, but somehow, scrolling social media for 5 minutes becomes the most urgent task of the day? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where we get caught in the procrastination trap. But here's the good news, it doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, we're going to unpack some powerful stoic strategies that can help you break free from those habits and reclaim your time, energy, and maybe even a little sanity. So, buckle up, because these lessons are going to hit you right in the feels, the good kind, of course. First off, let's acknowledge this. Procrastination isn't always about laziness. It can be fear hiding in disguise. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of starting something new. Think about it like this. When we avoid a task, we're essentially avoiding the possibility of feeling uncomfortable emotions. But guess what? Those emotions are temporary. The real discomfort comes from letting those tasks pile up and creating unnecessary stress down the line. So, step 1. Identify your fear. What's really holding you back? Next, remember that you have control over your actions, even if you feel like a puppet to your impulses. This is where the Stoic principle of dichotomy of control comes in handy. It basically says, focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your efforts, your responses, and let go of what you can't, external events, other people's opinions, the weather, come on, you can't control that. So, instead of stressing about finishing a project perfectly, focus on taking one small step forward right now. That single action is within your control, and it creates momentum. Speaking of momentum, set realistic goals. Imagine trying to run a marathon without any training. You'd probably end up exhausted and discouraged before you even reached mile one. Same goes for tackling big projects. Break them down into smaller, manageable chunks that feel achievable. Celebrate those small wins along the way, trust me, it makes a huge difference in keeping your motivation high. Remember, consistency trumps intensity every single time. It's not about sprinting to the finish line, it's about showing up day after day and putting in consistent effort. Think of it like building a muscle. You don't get ripped overnight, you need to train regularly and gradually increase your strength. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Procrastination is a common human experience. We all slip up sometimes. The key is not to beat yourself up over it, but to learn from those moments and adjust your strategies accordingly. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Let's take a quick example. Say you have a big presentation coming up, and you're feeling overwhelmed. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, identify that specific fear. Maybe it's the fear of public speaking or the fear of not delivering your best work. Then, focus on what you can control, practicing your presentation, researching your topic thoroughly, and visualizing yourself delivering a successful speech. Break down the task into smaller chunks, like writing an outline, creating slides, and practicing in front of a mirror or a friend. Remember to celebrate those small victories along the way. So, how are you going to put these stoic strategies into action today? What's one small step you can take right now to overcome procrastination and move closer to your goals? Share it with me in the comments below. I want to hear from you. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Sharing the podcast with a friend is another great way to spread the Stoic wisdom. Keep striving for fortitude, and until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.